Fresh from scrapping the National Water Commission in the budget to save money, the federal government is to ramp up spending on expensive water efficiency projects in the Murray-Darling Basin. The aim is to buy less water from farmers. The government had already promised to limit the amount of water that could be bought from farmers in the basin. The Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment, Simon Birmingham, now says the government wants to push that limit even lower. But both the Commission of Audit and the Productivity Commission have warned that that's the more expensive option. Anna Vido reports.
The federal government will spend more than $2 billion in 4 years on water-saving infrastructure in the Murray-Darling. It's part of the Basin Plan, which aims to restore the rivers to health by returning a huge parcel of water to the environment while maintaining agricultural production. The Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment, Senator Simon Birmingham, says water efficiency projects are the way to achieve that.
Where people are shifting from flood irrigation to centre pivot irrigation or from overhead sprinklers to drip systems, all of these types of system upgrades and farm upgrades are delivering real efficiencies and allowing farmers to do more with less water.
But while the government increases spending on infrastructure, it's cutting funds to buy back water entitlements from irrigators. Before the election, the Coalition promised that of the 2,750 gigalitres of environmental water required by the Basin Plan, no more than 1,500 would be bought from farmers. Today, though, the Parliamentary Secretary for the Environment, Simon Birmingham, went further.
If all of our infrastructure and environmental works and measures targets go to plan, we should be able to limit buybacks to around 1,300 gigalitres, well within that 1,500 cap.
Senator Birmingham says buying less water from farmers is a goal if everything goes well and not a concrete commitment. But Jonathan Lenoz from the Australian Conservation Foundation says it's taking the government down a worrying path.
The Abbott government says it's committed to the Basin Plan and we take great heart from that. But announcements like this do make you wonder how solid that commitment really is. Every time they reduce the amount of water they're going to buy, it means more has to be squeezed out of efficiency gains. And everyone knows that's not an endless stream, and neither is it a particularly cheap stream either.
Both the Commission of Audit and the Productivity Commission have previously argued it's significantly cheaper for the government to buy water outright than to invest in irrigation upgrades. Simon Birmingham says it's not that simple.
Buybacks might be fiscally cheaper, but when you're dealing with the overall economic circumstances, we also want to maintain productive agricultural regions, productive irrigation communities, and ensure that farmers are equipped to grow as much food and fibre as possible. And the infrastructure investments we do, we ensure that they boost their productivity. We take a share of the water savings from that increased productivity and efficiency in their water use. It gets the return for the environment, but it keeps the farmer on the land, being productive and engaging in their local community, and that really gives us a far greater economic benefit than pure buybacks can.
Labor's environment spokesman Mark Butler says the government hasn't explained how it will meet the objectives of the Basin Plan with less money or how it will fund additional water purchases if and when they're required. And while they welcome a commitment to fewer buybacks, the National Irrigator Lobby says the plan's still a dud.
Well, the 2,750 gigalitres of water that needs to be returned back to the basin is within the Basin Plan. You know, I don't think there's any reprieve for basin communities. This is a huge amount of water. At the end of the day, do you want to lose one arm or two arms?
Tom Chesson, Chief Executive of the National Irrigators Council, ending Anna Vido's report.